If we wanted to visit your country, where would you recommend us to visit? Well, two of my favourite places are Saltaire in Bradford and Valley Gardens in Harrogate. They're my absolute tranquil spots. So when I get really sad or if I'm down or just want to cheer myself up, I go to Saltaire, I visit the mill. It's been converted, obviously, from a working mill into just open space, and they've got lots of beautiful architecture. They've got lots of antiques in there, lots of famous and unfamous artists' work that's contained within the mill. There's a really lovely ambience and atmosphere within the mill. You can sometimes kind of feel that you're back in time, walking on the stone floor work and things, and up and down the stairwell. You can kind of imagine what factory life might have been like. But there's lots of inspiration at the mill as well. I love the bookshop. The book has kind of called out to me, and it's been really meaningful. And there's a fabulous section right at the back of the on one of the floors at the mill. It's called The Home, and it's got lots of quirky household gadgets and things, but they're way overpriced, like some are like over £200 for a teaspoon or something. You think, no, I can't be buying that, can't justify it. But really interesting to just go in on a nice Sunday afternoon and watch. And also down by the canal side, it's really peaceful and tranquil as well, so I really enjoy that. And Valley Gardens in Harrogate, that's really lovely. If you go on Sundays, it's free parking, so you don't have to pay out an extortionate amount for parking. But the gardens are just so tranquil, and each of the benches are in memory of certain people that have kind of passed away, and it's really nice just to sit and read those. But there's just a really nice atmosphere, even though there are children there, and I don't mind children, but they're not noisy children. At least I haven't come across noisy children yet, which kind of sometimes irritates a tranquil day. But yeah, I like Harrogate for that reason as well. And I love Betty's tea shop. Oh, it's beautiful. Lovely fish and chips there. Best fish and chips ever.